Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro. Welcome to the Eagles Update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're in that period of time after the draft and before the team gets on the field for its post-draft minicamps where we talk about what could be and what has been for the Philadelphia Eagles. On Monday, ESPN's Mel Kiper Jr. had a conference call discussing the efforts of each team in the NFL during their draft weekend. And as far as the Philadelphia Eagles go, Kiper loved the job that Howie Roseman and Chip Kelly did together putting this draft in place.
Philadelphia loved what they did. In terms of Chip Kelly, he doesn't have to have a mobile quarterback. He doesn't have to have a guy that can run the read option. He's going to have pieces around the quarterback. They're going to be set up in different areas and different positioning to create matchup advantages. So I think Matt Barkley, 2 years from now, I think he's the starting quarterback with the Eagles. Zach Ertz caught 11 passes against Chip Kelly last year, one for a touchdown. Barkley lit Oregon up. You also got Kruger and Poyer out of the Pac-12. Familiarity, big with Chip Kelly and all those players. I think Poyer and Kruger were steals where they were drafted. Earl Wolf was a great fifth-round pick. I could have given him an A, B-plus A for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think Chip nailed his first draft in the NFL.
As for general manager Howie Roseman, we had him one-on-one on Monday, and he talked about a variety of things. So let's get to a couple of those topics. First, the big trade that brought the Eagles Matt Barkley. It happened on Saturday morning. The Eagles put things in place, though, on Friday night. We take you behind the scenes of how a deal got done.
Well, we were actually trying to move up back into round three. On Friday night, we were trying to get in there, trying to complete a trade. It didn't work out. Teams had guys they wanted to pick. So it was our priority. When I left the building on Friday, I made a couple calls to the teams at the top and felt good about the chance to move up. We did it again. We spoke to them again on Saturday morning. We were able to execute it pretty early on Saturday.
So the Eagles now have five quarterbacks on their roster. Who wins the job? Well, what is head coach Chip Kelly looking for? Roseman says the qualities that Kelly wants are similar to the ones he's heard from head coaches in the past.
Well, the perception of Coach Kelly is he just wants the best athlete. He just wants a guy who can run around, and he doesn't care so much about accuracy, you know, arm strength, anticipation, all those things that are important, pocket presence, all those things that are important. So I was just kind of relaying that message, is that we're not looking for quarterbacks that are totally out of the box. We're still looking for really good players, the tools that have led teams to championships with Coach Kelly, just like we were with Coach Reed.
The Eagles drafted 8 players throughout the weekend, and Roseman very happy with the results of the 2013 draft class.
It was really impressive to get everyone from the coaching staff, the personnel staff, administrative staff, all on the same page, all pointed in the right direction. You know, Dave, we have a lot of change over here, not only in those areas, but around the building. And to get everyone pointed in the right direction, first draft, I think it bodes well for our future.
There have been a lot of changes for this Philadelphia Eagles organization since that 2012 season. And the NFL Network's Brian Baldinger says the roster is something that just doesn't resemble what it looked like at the end of Andy Reid's regime.
Well, it's been a total, almost a complete makeover, Dave. I mean, you know, they filled a lot of, you know, it's not easy to transition from a 4-3 defense to a 3-4. I mean, it's really a lot of different positions. I think they unloaded a lot of players that just never really, either they got old or they just didn't perform, and they've replaced them with a lot of younger players. I think they've gotten a lot bigger, and I think that was a priority to this regime, is to get bigger. When they walk off the bus, they get off the airplane, they go through the airport, they look like a bigger, tougher football team right now. So I think they've done that. I think they've added a lot of good pieces. So, you know, anytime you have a coaching change, there's a transition, and the transition is underway.
I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me on the Eagles Update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.